You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
It's me, Birdie, the conductor of the story train. I'm the one that wears a green baseball cap with a little white birdie on the front and my favorite overalls. All aboard the story train. Find a comfy seat. We're about to leave the station, and you know what that means. We're going someplace new. One whistle, we're on our way. I wonder where Story Train will lead us this time. We're entering the Rainbow Tunnel. Hold on, everyone. It's off to far, far away. This is so exciting. Just on the other side of the short Rainbow Tunnel lies our destination. That was quick. We're already at the end of the tunnel. Oh, I know this place. It's a clothing shop. There are lots of warm garments being showcased on the shelves and hangers. Everything from plush coats and hats with ear flaps to colorful mittens and fuzzy socks. I just love wintertime fashion. And over there, I spy one of my favorite types of clothing. It's a sweater. And it is magnificent. I wonder if anyone else on the story train today has ever been captivated by a really cozy sweater. Have you? Today's story is about a boy who becomes a little too attached to his Christmas sweater. It's called Yak-tastic. David had recently turned 11 years old, and he was having a tough time. You see, at 11 years old, he moved up to middle school and found it really hard to make new friends. David missed the comfort of his lower school routine, and the louder hustle and bustle of his new school did not jive well at all with his quieter nature. It's like as soon as he turned 11 years old, David's whole world got turned upside down, and he just didn't feel as confident as he used to. That's one reason that David was looking forward to Christmas even more than usual this year. It was part of his annual routine, and he knew he could count on it to be great. David had always loved Christmas. He loved waking up super early in his suburban home in Falls Church, Virginia, rushing into his parents' bedroom and bouncing on top of them gleefully until they woke up with giant yawns, and agreed to head downstairs to the Christmas tree. Since the sun was never fully up by the time David had successfully pulled his parents downstairs, the Christmas tree lights would still be glittering, illuminating the white ceiling of David's family's living room in beautiful festive colors like red, green, blue, and yellow. The tree's lights would also be illuminating the floor, which would be covered in presents. David loved presents. The week before Christmas, David would spend hours shaking his presents and guessing what they could be. This year, he was especially excited about a present from his grandparents. David's grandma and grandpa had taken a trip to Tibet recently, and he figured that the unusual, ornate box from them under this year's tree enclosed a very cool present from their faraway adventure. This Christmas, David did not falter in his routine. Parents up super early with sleepy, indulgent smiles? Check. Rushing down to the twinkling Christmas tree? Check. Ready to open presents? Check, 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 check. David decided that he would save the present from his grandparents for last, since it was sure to be the most exciting. He tore through the other gifts with a focus that made his parents laugh. David counted off what he'd received. Fire engine toy, socks, a remote control car, and a series of Sherlock Holmes books. What an incredible Christmas so far! This was just what David needed to cheer up after the rough and tumble of his new school. And David was sure Christmas was about to get even better. Excitedly, he opened the box from his grandparents, and inside was a sweater. Usually, this would have been wildly disappointing for David. I mean, what 11-year-old boy gets excited thinking about sweaters? But that's only because David could not have begun to imagine a sweater as remarkable as the one he was looking down at in its Tibetan box. The sweater was warm, soft, and chestnut brown. David's eyes were a deep brown too, and as he slid the sweater on, his mother remarked at how well the color suited him. Made from yak wool, the sweater was the plushest, most comfortable clothing item David had ever owned. David loved this sweater. He wore it every day throughout the winter. But as winter turned to spring, David still refused to wear anything other than the sweater, and his parents became a bit worried. "David, it's far too warm for such a heavy sweater," his mother would say.
"Yes, and you wear it so often that you may turn into a yak at this rate, or at least be confused for one," joked his father.
And that's when David realized why he loved this incredible, cozy sweater so very much. It had made him positively yak-tastic. Wrapped in his grandparents' love and emboldened by the unquestionable fashion of the sweater, David had never felt so confident. He decided that he didn't care what the season was. He was never going to take his new sweater off. At school, the kids jeered at him. "Look, it's Yakety Yak. He keeps coming back." But David didn't care. He was confident in himself. For the first time since he turned 11 years old and started going to middle school. Why would he take off this amazing sweater that made him feel so good? Besides, the kids were just jesting in fun. They actually seemed to respect him more ever since the sweater was on the scene. Now David had an identity. He was the Yaktastic Sweater Boy. Winter turned to spring, and spring turned to summer. Soon it was June. The temperature in Falls Church was hovering around 80 degrees, and David was feeling the heat big time in his yak wool sweater. During recess, he decided to slip back into the school building and splash some water on his face in the bathroom to help himself cool down. Splish splash, splish splash. David dried his face with a paper towel and looked at himself in the mirror. Gosh, he just loved his magnificent sweater. But as David headed for the bathroom exit, he suddenly heard a voice.
David, deep down, you know that it's time to take off the sweater.
What? Who's there? David looked high and low, but he couldn't see anyone else in the bathroom with him. Until he looked in the mirror. His sweater was moving. His sweater was talking.
David, let's face it. I'm an incredible sweater. One of a kind. Totally yaktastic. And I love that you love me. But it's June. I'm hot. You're hot. And it's time to take me off until the weather cools. At a minimum, I need to be washed. You know it makes sense, David.
David shook his head. No, no way. When I take you off, I'll just be scrawny, shy David who is nervous about being in middle school again. When I wear you, I don't care what other people think about me. I just like myself, and that's how I want it to stay. The sweater sighed.
Yakety yak. You've got to take your confidence back, David. You can't depend on a sweater to feel good about yourself. You should like you for you. Because you're great. You're soft-hearted, warm and kind to others, and unique. Well, you're all the things I am, and more. Trust me, David. You'll be just fine with or without wearing me. And when winter comes again, you know that this yak sweater will have your back.
David wasn't convinced, but he decided to listen to his sweater. After all, if a sweater makes the effort to talk to you, you should probably take it seriously. So, with a deep breath, David finally took his sweater off. Nervously, he walked out of the bathroom and back out to join the other kids at recess. They all welcomed David back into their games, the same as they had before he went to the bathroom, before he took his sweater off. Suddenly smiling in his t-shirt and feeling far cooler than he had outside earlier, David now knew that he was yaktastic, with or without his special sweater on. And he always had been, and he always would be. It's time for us to head back to Pflugerville. Here comes the Rainbow Tunnel. Come back and see me again. You never know where the story train will take us. That was a nice story about loving yourself and not placing too much value on material goods like fancy jeans and shoes and, of course, sweaters. At the end of the day, you are the greatest gift. And don't we know it here on the Story Train? It's why we like to take you on our incredible journeys. So if you like stories, just search for Go Kid Go wherever you listen, and you'll find lots of great adventures. See you next time!
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot. and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.